Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and a march of hundreds of people just west of downtown Dallas last night protesting ICE raids. And this morning, we're learning one person's been arrested.
In Dallas, the demonstrators gathered at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. NBC5's Allie Spilliards was there.
We saw a really large group march through this West Dallas area in a very organized fashion. And then we saw some smaller groups hang back. And that's when we saw some of the tensions start to flare with officers. We saw officers lined up with shields. We saw some water bottles being thrown by protesters.
Video from the scenes did show police detaining some people. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Of course, in our state's capital, Austin, hundreds of protesters took to the streets as well as marching from the state capitol to the federal building. It's being used as an ICE detention center. Hundreds surrounded the building chanting, "No more ICE."
And that change will only happen when we keep putting pressure on the people in power, the police, ICE, the politicians, everyone.
Dozens of law enforcement broke up that crowd using tear gas. Cops made arrests in both cities.
And as the protests continue, Governor Abbott has already taken steps to ensure President Trump won't need to deploy the National Guard here. Abbott releasing a statement saying he's entered into agreements with Homeland Security, authorizing the Texas National Guard to help enforce immigration law here. This is similar to the executive order he signed in January.
I've ordered Texas state agencies to assist the Trump administration to arrest, jail, and deport illegal immigrants.
Another option for Governor Abbott is to sign Senate Bill 8 into law. That would mandate Texas sheriffs work with federal ICE officials as well.
John, there's no doubt we're going to get phone calls in the KRLD newsroom later today reporting a police activity in Lake Worth.
For sure.
And if you drive by and see this, just a heads up now, if you're seeing on this brand new bridge in Lake Worth some police activity, it's part of a training program.
Starting at 8 and running through 5 this evening, Lake Worth police, as well as first responders from other agencies, will be doing high-angle negotiations training on the eastbound and unopened side of the new State Highway 199 bridge. Messaging boards have been placed on the eastbound side of the bridge to notify drivers of the exercise, and they urge drivers to remain focused on the road and not get caught looking on their training. They say these high-angle negotiations focus on the specialized tactics needed to safely communicate with individuals in crisis. To do that, they say they need to train and train hard. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021, but so many people are moving to Texas. a lot of us may not know what the holiday is for.
The Dallas Historical Society will host a discussion on the day Union troops arrived in Galveston to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. Reverend Peter Johnson says it's important to remember Juneteenth because people were still fighting for civil rights 100 years later.
Dallas was the most clearly segregated city, and I had worked all over the South.
Dallas Historical Society Executive Director Carl Chow says they've got the only known original copy of the order Union troops were handing out.
To actually get people to know what's happened, they have to pass out something so that people know this is going on.
They'll have the document on display and are planning that roundtable at Fair Parks Hall of State June 19th. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Dallas cops make at least one arrest Monday night on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, where protesters gathered to voice their opposition to federal immigration policies and align themselves with the Los Angeles demonstrators and rioters. We're following breaking news. Overnight, a train derails in Waxahachie, south of Dallas, overturning 16 cars, including 14 tanker cars loaded with ethanol. Despite concerns over volatility, emergency managers confirmed no leaks, no injuries, no danger to the public. A Department of Justice worker here in North Texas charged with capital murder after he's accused of spiking his pregnant girlfriend's drink with an abortion drug, leading to a miscarriage. The incident is said to have happened at a coffee shop in Burleson.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get in, get briefed, get going. It's our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. It begins now. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, guys, it kind of looks like yesterday. We're keeping a close eye on the UK in London, where those trade talks are resuming the second day. Kind of depends on who you listen to, how things went. The U.S. comments on the trade talks are somewhat more upbeat than China's. But we did hear one comment from a reporter on site who said, at least they saw the tech people setting up for a news conference. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to have one, but you're probably not going to have a news conference if you have nothing to announce. So there's a fair amount of optimism there. Individual stocks out there, how about Microsoft, worth $3.5 trillion, the most valuable company, stock making a new high. Taiwan Semiconductor out with sales numbers today. Why do we care about them? Because that tends to be sort of a leading indicator of how things are going. Their sales were up 39.6%. They are the leading chip supplier to NVIDIA and to Apple. And last time around in May, they were down 8%. So that is a big turnaround. locally based AT&T, up 22% year to date, is going to a conference today. And what they're going to see there is they're going to buy back $10 billion worth of their stock. They're reaffirming their guidance for the second quarter and issuing new guidance. And they continue to put more fiber in the ground than anybody else, which is the way you make money nowadays. Crude's up 41 cents, $64.63. Gold's up $3.40, $33.58. Interest rates are down again. Dropped a little bit yesterday, which helped the market overall. And the 10-year rate's down to 4.45%. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up 15 points. The NASDAQ up 34. The S&P up 8. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, you said put more fiber in the ground. At first, I thought, oh, that's a euphemism. Like, oh, no, he actually means fiber. It's literal. I get
it. That's it.
All right. It's 7:26 here on the KRLD Morning News. This portion brought to you by Lawn Smith Roofing.
Thanks for being with us. Meeting in Dallas this week, Southern Baptists will be asked to approve resolutions calling for a legal ban on pornography and a reversal of the U.S. Supreme Court's approval of same-sex marriage.
This will be the first time that convention's been back in the city of Dallas since 2018. They estimate around 17,000 people will be in attendance. So there is a spotlight on those discussions. The Associated Press reporting that proposed resolutions call for laws on gender, marriage, and family. Also call for lawmakers to curtail sports betting and to support policies that promote having children. There's also expected debate on a proposed ban on churches with women as pastors. It's a resolution that failed to pass at last year's convention.
Residents in the Collin County community of Fairview are suing over the town council's vote to okay a permit for a controversial 120-foot steeple on a new Mormon church. The lawsuit claiming the request requires approval from six of the seven council members, but the approval came only on a 5-2 vote. Oh, just awful news. Out of Austria, 10 people are dead in a school shooting there.
The shooting began just a couple hours into the school day in the Austrian city of Graz. The mayor called the killings a terrible tragedy and said special forces were among the police deployed to the high school after a call saying shots were fired. Austrian news agency APA says the gunman, who was reportedly a student, killed himself after taking the lives of eight students and a teacher.
Tina Krause reporting. Also, six new vehicles have been added to an important safety list.
Toyota's Prius and BZ, Hyundai's Elantra and Sonata, as well as a Kia K4 and Nissan Murano added to the top Safety Pick Plus list from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
That means they are performing really well in our crash tests, headlight evaluation, our crash prevention systems.
Institute Vice President Raul Arbeli says backseat issues kept the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport from making the list. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.